Hey, Falcons fans, want to thank you for joining us for a Falcons film session presented by State Farm. Obviously, was not the ideal weekend in the Dome for our birds, but there were a couple good plays throughout this game, and we're going to show them to you today. Now, obviously, you can tweet us at @Atlanta_Falcons. If there's a play you would like to see me break down, just tweet it to us, and we'll try to get it on the show. All right, let's start with our first play of the ball game. We're going to start with Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall is here, first of all. He's in this, what you call a bunch set, which gives him free reign so that guys can get pressure on him. They do that so they can get a free release off the line of scrimmage, and he can get open access into the secondary. Now, he's in man coverage with Josh Wilson right here. He's in man coverage. Alford on the backside is in man coverage. The reason I bring up Alford is because once Brandon Marshall runs what we call this race route all the way across the field, Alford is going to be the one who's going to fall off his receiver and cover Brandon Marshall. As the play gets going, you're going to see they're in man coverage, and right here is where they interchange, and now Alford has him man-to-man coverage. He makes a good catch on the backside of it, but what we're going to see on the backside on the other side of the play is how they're talking, how they're interchanging, and right here you can see that's where the interchange happened, and they changed routes. It's just called passing it off. You're going to see now the safety, he's going to come down, and he's going to take Alford's man, and now Josh Wilson is free to run over here for anything underneath, and Alford now has Brandon Marshall man-to-man coverage on this route. But what happens is as they get to Jocelyn right there, they got to Jocelyn back and forth, hand fighting. And there's a separation. There's a separation that caused this play to be a good play for the Bears. Alford's going to end up in good position as the play continues, but just an even better play, an even better catch, and leads to a big-time play for the Bears. Now, you can see on that play, there were a lot of changing parts. A lot of guys had to be in communication. It's talking about these guys are doing some good things on the back end, just a small step away from making a play. And that's sometimes the difference in winning and losing. But the guys are on the right page. They're doing what they have to do. Just have to make the play when it's there. Next play we're going to talk about is the outstanding touchdown play by Antoine Smith. But there were a lot of other moving parts. Obviously, Antoine, whenever he gets the football, he's electric with it, as we know. But there were some things that happened in this play that made it very successful. Let's look at first. We have Levine Tololo outside. Usually he's a tight end. He's inside. It's kind of a reason why you say, why do you put him outside? Well, he's a good blocker. He's good in space. And also, it's a good matchup versus him on this smaller corner. Now you also bring in Eric Weems, who's also a good blocker in space. He's a tough, kind of gritty guy, especially in space blocking guys. So he's out as well blocking on this screen. And you're going to get Ryan Schrader out here as well, blocking on the edge, and he's going to have a key kickout block as the play gets going. As you see the play starts, it's set up really well. All guys are out in front. You see you got Weems out blocking. He has his man sealed off already. You see Tololo coming out on the corner, and now you can already see Schrader's already, he's hunting. He's hunting his guy. You can tell he's on the ledge, and then now you see Antoine Smith is already out in front of the screen. So now he has three guys already ahead of him with no Bears in front of him. So as we can see, the play gets going, and there's the cut block by Ryan Schrader. Good block by him. He's going to get his hands down, his feet down, which opens a huge lane. Also, you see Eric Weems right here. He has his man cornered inside. You also see the guard, Austin Walker, coming from the inside as well, looking for somebody to block, but he doesn't really have anybody to block because nobody's out there. But you see Tololo, he does a decent job of blocking this corner, but because there's already an alley made by Schrader for Antoine Smith to get through, the corner is really not a factor. So as they get to the corner, now it's just Antoine Smith outrunning the safety to the end zone. As we watch the backside angle, you can see right now, this is how it's drawn up. This is how you want to see it. Tololo has his man. He has his man countered. Weems has his man in position. And now you see Schrader coming out to kick out the last possible guy. And now you got one-on-one with Antoine Smith with the safety way back here coming. And he's going to take a bad angle. And we like our matchup with Antoine Smith one-on-one with him and the safety. Clear it out. You see everybody comes. Good kickout block. Taking out the knees, And now you see the alleyway for him to run through and makes it an easy, easy pickup game for Anton Smith. And now you just outrun him to the end zone and a perfectly drawn up play by the Falcons. So there were some good things that happened in this ball game. Some things that you also wondered about, but it was an outstanding day as far as offensively trying to execute certain things. Obviously, you want to be better. They will be better. And next week, we hope for a win versus the Baltimore Ravens. I want to thank you for joining us for Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. We'll see you next week.